This episode of Dollars and Cents is brought to you by First Bank Puerto Rico and Amy Taylor Fernandez Voiceovers.
Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Cantro Vasquez, host of Dollars and Cents, a News is My Business podcast.
With us is Puerto Rico Labor Secretary Carlos Rivera Santiago. Sir, thank you so much for your time. Basically, we just want to provide an update. There are many, many people concerned about, you know, the access to the agency, the status of their unemployment benefits. So why don't we start by giving an update as to how many people have received their benefits and how much have they received?
Well, actually, it's almost 500,000 claims or citizens that is receiving right now the benefits. Is the 75% of the all claims are right now are receiving the benefits. Okay. So that's the number actually.
And how much is that in money?
Actually, it's like $2.9 billion right now from March to this day.
Okay, and how many applications are still pending?
Pending is like 60,000 claims. Actually, it's like a 10% of all the quantity of claims.
And when do you think you'll get through them?
Well, last Monday, we just scheduled appointments for 30,000. And I think this Wednesday is going to be another 14 or maybe 50,000 more. So we're working hardly to make this appointment. And the way we're working out is like, we send an email or a text to the citizen because we have in our base date, in our data, we have a list of all the claims from the oldest one to the most recent, and we have all the information. So we send an email or a text message. Then we say there, we schedule appointment or tell them what is the date and the hour approximately we're going to call him. And okay. We attend all our citizen by phone. It's not in person.
That was my next question. You led right into it. There's an issue with the phone number that the agency is providing so that people can call. It is eternally busy. It's busy all day long until about 4:15 when it kicks in into the recording that says that your working hours are from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. People are unable to get through the phone. First of all, is that the only number? Second of all, do you really have a contact, call center? Because people cannot get through over the phone.
Okay, we have a phone number, is what the phone number we have for the office, and also we have a small call center, but it was insufficient to attend all the calls. We know that, so there's thousands of calls, so the system is not working correctly. So we are change the system. And what we do is how I told you before, we have a list of all the claims. So we send them a text message and an email and then tell them the date and the hour we're going to call. So we cannot receive all the calls, but we can make the call. So that's the way we're working it out.
But the thing is, if somebody has a claim, how do they file it? If they can't get through over the phone or if they send an email and it doesn't get answered.
Because they make the claims by internet. We have a platform, a DOL webpage, and they can make unemployment insurance claims online. And then online, they can verify the status. And they know right now if they have some issues. And also in our social networks, we have how to resolve these different issues on one documents. They need to resolve that. So that's the way they can make the claims. And that's the reason we know we have a list of all the claims that I just filed with the citizens.
So that claim is filed through the person's personal page or case? Okay. Because I've been in one of those pages. Where do they find that?
If you go to our webpage, it's going to call in Spanish Servicios en Línea or Online Services. Uh-huh. And then you're going to look in there for desempleo or file a claim for your insurance. Uh-huh. And then you just apply there and you make a profile. Then you create a profile with your number, social security number, and they're going to ask so many questions about to make you qualify or eligible to these benefits. And then you know the status of the claims. Also, you're going to know right now the issues you have of any problem with that. So that's the way to make the claim. And if you have an issue, you can resolve that issue. That's how I told you, we're going to call you. We're going to schedule an appointment. So you're going to know for certain the date and the hour we're going to call.
Okay, so the order is try to make your claim online, yep. And then the agency will call you back. That's how it goes. Okay.
That's the way it goes. Also, if you had to file some documents, there we have an uploader or a system where you can just go also in the internet right there and you upload your document and make it online. That's the fastest way and the most secure way. Also, if you don't have internet access, we have a mailbox. We have different mailbox. Right. You have our 9 regional office. When you can just deposit there, just leave in the mailbox your claim or your document or anything you're gonna file. And that's the other way, but it's gonna be more slower because online is more quickly.
Now, let me ask you: can you please provide the email, the address to reach that? What's your website's address?
I don't have it right now.
Okay.
Well, I have. It's www. I think trabajo. .pr. .gov. I think that's the website, but you can find in Google Departamento del Trabajo Puerto Rico. It's gonna say in Google, so you're gonna find it. It's there, our main webpage.
We need to provide that. There's an issue that I've heard a couple of times from different people. There are 3 weeks in May.
Yeah.
That apparently were not paid. The week of the 2nd, of the 9th, and of the 16th. Can you explain what happened with those 3 weeks? Are they gonna get paid or not? What's the deal with
that? Actually, we have good news about that. Last week's that checks just go out. That week's go out. That was a problem where they make with the program and they create an online system and they have some trouble. I don't know why with these weeks particularly. So that pay doesn't go out. But last week they just changed or arranged the program. And right now, they told me that last week they put in the mail all the checks for that week. So people are just receiving it right now.
Is that for everybody, or is it for people that don't have any issues or controversial points or something? Because that was something that the agency's doing, right?
Yes, that is going to be for all the person, all people, citizens that you have problem with that week's particularly that you just told me. It's going to be out. We make it automatically. You just change the program, you arrange that, and the payment just went to the post office.
Okay, so people should be getting that this week, ideally.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll have to say that also in the States happening. I know there's too much mail in the post office, so right now the postal office is taking a while. For some deposit different checks or letters or something, take a couple of days more.
I understand. Now, have you heard anything about the extension of the PUA benefits?
Yes.
Based on what's been said in Congress, is it going to happen here as well, and how much, and when, and all that?
Well, actually, we're discussing in Puerto Rico how we're going to work with that. As the states, we're making our exam, how we're going to do it. Right now, they told us there is two process, or we can have two options. All states federal government will give $300 and states can give another $100. So that's one option. That's $100 we can use the Coronavirus Relief Act or the funds. For that reason, we can use $100 in that only give $300. But the citizen have to, or the claimant have to receive a minimum of $100. Dollars from a PUA or a UI. So, but the person is gonna receive only 300. So right now we're making the analysis of what would be better for Puerto Rico and also for our citizens. And we don't have our decision right now, but we are moving forward and definitely they're gonna receive some amount of money, but we're looking to the two options and gonna take the best one.
So it's a possibility that people will be able to get $400 if everything lines up.
Yes. We're looking at the numbers and if we have the available our funds. Also, we're going to take in consideration our trust fund and the amount of time we're going to be giving these benefits. So also we have to look all around the health of, in some way of this trust fund. So we're making this analysis. We also, Puerto Rico has a fiscal board. So there's some fiscal issues we have to talk with them and other decisions to be made.
And when would you know when this would happen?
Well, Well, hopefully, I'm looking forward to have a decision this week, because we're talking this with FEMA. FEMA is going to, we have to make an MOU with FEMA also as part of the executive order with Hotels. So we are in communication with them. Last Friday, I just talked with FEMA. I hope so. Maybe tomorrow I'll have another call, phone call with them. But I'm looking forward to this. This week, if it's not late, then maybe in the beginning of the next week, we have to make a decision and begin to work in that direction.
To start when? In September?
Yes, definitely. I think we're going to begin with the process in September. They told me that also we have to make some administrative arrangement, so make to begin working with this new benefits. And it's going to be from the claim of the claimants going to have the benefit from August 1st, and they told us it's going to be to December 26th.
Okay.
So
would be retroactive, actually.
Yeah, yes, correctly. So it's going to be retroactive, so it's no problem with that. But we had to also look around our administrative process and how to looking forward. Right now, we're also working with a new platform for PUA. It's going to be FastPUA. They are using this same platform or program is using other states, and we're looking to in a couple of weeks also to use it to make more quickly or automatically the process. Okay. The benefit of this process or this platform is gonna be a validation with Department of Treasury immediately. So any person or citizen that claims some salary is gonna check in there, and they don't have to file any other report or any other document to validate information. So more quickly for the citizen, also you're gonna make a direct deposit. So the person just have a bank account, route number, and then it's gonna be more quickly.
Now, you just led right into my next question. You said in an interview last week that you were working together with the Treasury Department.
Yes, right? In that way, yeah.
What you're working on, can you please explain what it is that you're doing with that agency and how it'll benefit people? How
well,
will it make it easier for people to get their money?
Well, most of the people from PUA are personal or people just work for themselves, having his own business, and the Department of Treasury have a list of the business in Puerto Rico who's registered in that agency. So it's more quickly if you just check with the data that they already have, Department of Treasury, of all the persons that are registered as a business or legal business in Puerto Rico. And also they have a list of all the information of all the taxes, the salary of this person, social security number, any kind of stuff or information about a fiscal or economic report of that person. Okay. So in that way, the person or the citizen will make the claim online, and in that system, it's gonna go to in the internet. It's gonna validate information with the data that already have Department of Treasury. I'm gonna check salaries. Gonna check is registered as a business in Puerto Rico. So it's gonna be make it immediately. So in 24 hours or maybe 48 hours, a citizen would receive if approved. It's gonna receive a direct deposit in 48 hours approximately. So it's very quickly, and it's more easy than make a payment like a check and go to the U.S. Postal Office and take all these steps.
Right. So that means that the platform at the Labor Department will be working with the platform at the Treasury Department. Okay.
Yes, it's going to work together, and that also will help for fraud. Any possible claim of fraud, we're going to detect it immediately.
So, is that ready to go, or are you going to be, you know, testing it out and possibly having problems again, because that was an issue, early on in the shutdown?
Well, actually, we were not going to announce any initial of the platform until we are completely ready. And we know that the platform is going to support the amount of claims. So maybe we're going to do first a soft opening and not announce it, and then try it with different claims and look how the system works. And then when we are confident about our platform, then we're going to announce it for the public general.
Okay. And when do you think that'll be?
Well, we're working forward that I think in a couple of weeks, right now in August, maybe next week, we're going to try a soft opening. And we're looking forward that in this September, we have to begin full with the platform.
And that means that you'll have the benefits of the $400, or are you going to have everybody who's on PUA using, grading into that?
Well, we'll have to use, it's going to be the new claims for PUA, for PUA, and also the people just receiving benefit by PUA, also we're going to be in this platform, but it's going to be exclusively for PUA.
The only reason I ask is because I also know of people who have told me that they've tried as hard as they could mm-hmm. to get their direct deposit mm-hmm. to happen, but they're still getting paper checks. So
yes,
apparently there's
because they're that- also. Now, the old system, right, is right now working. They need a void check, and it's like a process a little too slow. But in this system, the person just going to write down in the website the bank account, the mm-hmm. route number, and it's going to be immediately. So there is no problem with that. So if approved in 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, they have a direct deposit in his account.
Okay. Now, you know, you said that you have a little earlier in the conversation, you mm-hmm. said you have a small customer service center.
Yeah.
How small is that? I mean, how many people do you have working to, you know, take care of all these claims? Because it's obviously a larger number than usual for the agency, right?
Yes, definitely. For example, in a typical year, we have 47,000 claims around the 12 months of the years. From March to this day, we have more than almost 600,000. So it's way too much. We have only like 1,000 employees. So it's very difficult to answer all the phones. We have in a central office, we have maybe like 30 employees for phones, but also we have regional office that also everyone in the old days is to call in some way, answer also the phone. But the trouble we have is if we answer the phone, we are not processing the claims. So we have to focus our work to process all the claims. So being processed and if any trouble with any claims, we're gonna call them. But if you attend all the phone calls, we're gonna have to stop the claim process to attend only what is doubts, and we're not resolving any claims.
But you do understand the frustration of the people that
I know.
The agency, and people need this money to live, to survive.
I know.
So, you know,
I know.
What do you say to that?
Well, I think we're using this technology to move more faster, because I know if we're going to one-to-one person, we're gonna finish in the time it's supposed to finish. So mm-hmm. what we do is giving some certainty to a citizen, sending a text message, an email, and telling maybe next week's Thursday, we're gonna give you a call between 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the citizen just will know, well, they're gonna call me this day in that hour. So that's when trying to do right now to organize our work to be better to resolve this claim in a more quickly way.
Okay, and that is happening.
Calls yes, are- that's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing right now. For example, daily we attend more than 1,500 claims with this system or more. So yes, we're calling people and we're doing that right now.
All right. So you've had a couple of things happening since you came in, because you've been mm-hmm. you know, in the post for what, 2 months, 3 months?
Yes, I just began here on June 18.
Okay. And so, you know, what's your general take on, you know, the agency's performance, and where do you see it going?
Well, I think right now we're making some improve. I'm not satisfied with improve, but I have to be honest. I think the first problem, or the big problem here in the agency, if we have an old system, all electronic system are very old. I know that's happening in all the states also, but our system is for 1988, and it's going to be 32 years old. Nobody, past secretaries or different persons that work here, don't get worried about change the system and have a system that respond quickly to the citizen. It's a manual system. So mm-hmm. it's like being in the 80s, trying to work in 2020. So I think that's our first concern. That's the reason we're trying FastPUA and welcome to this new platform through PUA. Now mm-hmm. we are also looking to improve what is UI or unemployment insurance. It's more complex because as it's in insurance, there's so many possibilities or different ways that you can be approved or disapproved in this insurance. So it's more complex to make a platform. We are asking to the Department of Labor, Federal Department of Labor, recommendation also, because I know that this is happening in different states that have the same problem. And we're looking to our platform right now, different option to get a better technology for unemployment and try to move forward in that matter.
So does that mean that there will be an investment in technology at some point?
Yes. Yes. Also, our fiscal board assigned almost like $10 million to technology for our Department of Labor. And definitely we had to move to technology to work with these claims. If not, we're going to not finish. For example, right now, if you have a partial claim, is that that's for an employee who work part-time or is was working just a couple of hours. It's not fully unemployment. Right. They have to print out a paper and go to his employer, and his employer had to write it down and sign the amount of hours. So very archaic system. And we are now, we are in the 2020, and we're working like the 80s. Right. So that's our main concern.
And that $10 million, when was that assigned, and when do you think you'll be using it? The $10 million that you said that was assigned to the Department of Labor.
Well, actually, that was recently assigned from the fiscal board, and we had to make an assessment first of all of the time of program or the what program is going to benefit our unemployment insurance, and look around with different companies to know if with different company about this insurance, unemployment insurance, and look around how it's going to work it out. So right now we are trying to make our specification what we need, and then call these different companies to a proposal to the Department of Labor, and then contract them if it's possible.
So you'll open an RFQ, you mean?
Yeah, it's probably that's going to do. Right now, they have an RFP, a request proposal, but it's a general request proposal. And I think we need, and that's a great proposal. It was before I arrived. But I think we have to focus right now in our main concern, that is unemployment insurance.
Sure.
And we have to make a specific RFP for unemployment insurance, because I think that's the more critical phase right now. So we have to work it out. Yes, it's going to be an RFP.
Elections are coming up in November. Do you foresee this happening anytime before the end of the year, or at least get the ball rolling with technology?
Well, to be very sincere, honest with you, this is not going to be completed in December. We know that the complex of this program, and it's going to take for a while, maybe 9 months, 10 months. It's going to take some time. Maybe I will begin the process, and that's, I think, what my goal is that. Mm-hmm. My goal is to begin with the process. So we have in a couple of months, maybe in February, March, we'll have a complete program for unemployment insurance. So that's what we're going to move on. And then also, we don't know what is going to happen with the COVID-19 right now. So right. We don't know what is going to be in this couple of months. The other situation we have is I cannot just shut it down, the system that I just have now, to move to other, because if to do that, I have to stop all the claims. So it's going to be people affected and people that will not receive any payment if I do that. So it's like a change the tire of a car when it's running in right. the same time. So it's something like that.
So you would foresee handing off the project to whoever?
Probably. I don't know what's going to happen. My goal is going to be to begin with the process and trying to make advance as fast as possible. And I don't know what is going to happen in November or in December, but that's my goal. So begin the process and make the step more quickly. I just can't.
I have one final question, and it has to do with the issue of fraud. Mm-hmm. What is happening with the cases that have been reported? How much money has the agency been able to get back? And are there any other major cases, that you're looking out for?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, when you just arrived, we were concerned about different claims, and we make a task force. Also, a task force is this task force has police officer from Puerto Rico. We also have OIG, Office Inspector General for Federal Government, OIG, local OIG, FBI, also Federal Prosecution. Also, we talk with Federal Prosecutor, and we have like this task force working with the different claims. Right now, they're making an audit also of all the claims and all the process related to these claims. There are different kind of fraud we are detecting right now. There also a problem, I think, when they initial with this POA program, mostly, that the citizen were not, they don't have the information needed to know who qualify. For example, we have public employees filing from POA when they not qualify because they're receiving his payment and they're not qualifying. And most of them, they have a side job or part-time or some business in the side apart from being a public employee, and they just apply thinking they will receive the benefit. So that's something we're working. I think before last Friday, 2 weeks ago, we recollect, I think it was $2.6 million returned by citizen that they say they're not qualified. And when we begin to post the information in the social network and the first interview, the people just begin to return most of the checks and the money. So I think that's going to be positive in that way. But there is right now different investigation that different law enforcement are making right now.
Do you have any idea how many cases are being?
We have more like 300 or 400 allegations of different possible illegal action. So I don't have control of that. I know that the law enforcement is investigating any of all of that claims. So there is, I can say there's multiple investigation right now. There's going to be also some arrests that have been in the news. People are just trying to check false checks or false identification for changing a check. They're also the identity theft. So there are also people trying to steal social security numbers and information just to make a false claim. So they have a different kind of fraud right now.
Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll be in touch again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
If you, our listeners, have a topic you would like to hear us discuss in this space, please send us an email to news@newsismybusiness.com with your suggestions. Until next time.
This episode of Dollars and Cents was brought to you by First Bank Puerto Rico and Amy Taylor Fernandez VoiceOvers.